I'm giving young investors a cheat code that helps you understand what you're seeing on your screen and where to put your hard-earned money, gold or silver. So let's get into it. What has been going on with gold and silver? I mean, seriously, when your Uber driver and barber start talking about investing in gold and silver, you know something's up. We've seen sharp rallies and fast pullbacks, the type of volatility you don't normally associate with precious metals. And depending on who you are, you're probably interpreting this in very different ways. Some see confirmation, like trends they've been watching finally showing up in price. Others see uncertainty, like quick moves and sudden reversals that signal stress in the economy. And many see it as overdue, a sign that something beneath the surface is starting to shift. Now, if you're an accredited investor who spends their drive home listening to analysts, this video is probably not for you. That's what our deeper conversations with people like Alex Craner, Tom Luongo, and others on the channel is for. But this is for newer investors, younger professionals, and anyone seeing gold and silver pop up everywhere on their feed and wondering why prices are suddenly behaving this way without needing a finance degree to follow along. Markets move on a million headlines every day, but zoom out and it's usually the same core forces: supply and demand, interest rates, central banks, and investor psychology. And I can't cover everything in one video, so instead, I'm giving young investors a cheat code that helps you understand what you're seeing on your screen and where to put your hard-earned money, gold or silver. So let's get into it. If gold and silver have felt different lately, that's because they are. Both metals have been moving in a much tighter, faster range than investors are used to. Gold pushed to historically high levels in early 2026 and then immediately started rebounding, while silver did the same thing, but with even more intensity. And when markets move like that, behavior changes. Attention increases, leverage builds, and suddenly price starts reacting less to slow-moving fundamentals and more to how people are positioned. Most investors compare gold and silver using just one number, the US dollar. Gold is 4,900, silver is 60. But here's the catch. Those numbers don't tell the full story. They're just measuring sticks, and that stick is constantly changing too. When the US dollar loses buying power, everything priced in dollars tends to rise, not just gold or silver. So if gold jumps from 4,000 to 5,000 in a little over a month, it's easy to assume gold suddenly got stronger. But a significant part of that move could simply be the dollar weakening underneath it. That's also why you've seen so many headlines about central banks increasing their gold reserves. This isn't day trader activity. It's countries positioning for long-term risk, using gold the way it's always functioned in the real financial system, as a store of value and confidence in currency fades. So how can we better understand what's actually happening with gold and silver, aside from just watching dollar numbers dance around? Enter the gold to silver ratio. Basically, a cheat code serious metal investors have used for decades. At its simplest, the ratio answers one question. How many ounces of silver does it take to buy 1 ounce of gold? On its own, that might sound abstract. And you might think, why does the ratio even matter? Well, it matters because it can help investors identify buying opportunities. Clever investors see relative value, not just price. And relative value is where opportunity usually shows up. So, when the ratio reaches historical extremes, it often signals a potential reversal that investors can capitalize on. When the gold to silver ratio moves sharply, it's not random. It's telling you which metal investors prefer right now and why. For hundreds of years, the gold to silver ratio is fixed. But once freed from government control in the 1970s, it became remarkably volatile. Now, I won't go into detail of the past 50 years of history, but here's what decades of data have taught us. This volatility follows predictable patterns. When the ratio reaches extreme levels, whether it's unusually high or unusually low, it tends to revert back towards its historical mean. And those extremes do not last. Gold and silver don't play the same role in the market. Because when markets panic, investors rush into gold as the ultimate safe haven, pushing the ratio higher. We saw that during the 2008 financial crisis. We saw it during COVID. And each time, once fear eased, silver caught up, often with powerful, fast moves, as the ratio snapped back towards its long-term norms. When the gold-to-silver ratio hit 100 to 1 in mid-2025, that was the start of an extreme cycle. And what have we learned? Extremes matter. The volatility has continued into 2026, but today sitting near 60 to 1. The ratio is returning much closer to its long-term average, suggesting perhaps the most dramatic investment opportunity has already played out. But the lesson is still crystal clear. The gold-to-silver ratio remains one of the most powerful tools a precious metals investor has. It cuts through the noise, highlights relative value, and helps identify turning points that headlines often miss. So don't just watch gold and silver in dollars, but watch how they move relative to one another. So now you're probably thinking, okay, but which one should I buy? But the better question is, what am I trying to achieve and how much volatility can I handle? Are you trying to protect your wealth or grow it aggressively? And if you're newer to investing and emotions are likely to show up a little more, here's an even better way to frame it. Do you want smoother moves or can you handle bigger swings without panicking? Because once you know that, the gold versus silver decision gets a lot easier. Gold is the classic safe haven metal. Think of it as a savings account of the metals world. It's the one people tend to run to when markets get messy. So if your goal is more like protect your money, reduce portfolio risk, and still be able to sleep at night when stocks are red, gold is usually the better fit for you. Now, silver is different. Silver is both a store of value and increasingly important industrial metal. That combination is why it can deliver bigger percentage moves, but the trade-off is bigger swings up and down. So if you're investing a smaller amount, want more upside, can tolerate volatility, and you're comfortable riding it out, silver is often the higher risk, higher reward play. And if you want to be extra smart, remember what we learned from the gold to silver ratio. Capital tends to rotate. It doesn't just disappear. Investors switch exposure based on relative value, volatility, and opportunity. So here's the takeaway. Don't pick the metal first, pick your objective first. What I've covered here is just a few foundations in a very complex topic, but hopefully enough to get you thinking. So next time you feel the urge to panic buy, panic sell, or stare at the chart like it's betrayed you, pause for a second and ask, what's actually moving the market? If you want to go deeper into the macro side, like geopolitics, monetary shifts, the bigger forces shaping these markets, that's why we sit down with analysts on this channel. But we also take it a step further. We spend a lot of time talking directly to mining companies so that you can understand what you're actually investing in, not just the ticker or a headline, but the assets, the strategy, the risks, and what's really happening on the ground. And that right there is the core of what this channel is about. We mine for stories that matter to figure out what's going on. For Natural Resource Stocks, I'm Tiffany Georgopoulos.